This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it's not news until Tom Withers says so, and now Tom had a little Led Zeppelin to bring himself in. So I think he should be pumped for this interview. This will be the most exciting interview he's ever done in his life. Just for the record, just based on the intro music we gave him. It's like his walk-up music at the ballpark. And now he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Is that how it feels, Tom?
So you fully expect me to be good now. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're always good. So there's like, I don't even have to question that. I always walk away from our interviews a little bit smarter. But I'm assuming Led Zeppelin then would be your walk-up music if you were hitting at the ballpark.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd probably change it every at-bat, depending on how many times I struck out. It's like a cup of coffee, though. Communication breakdown is one of those cups of coffee, just like Motorhead's Ace of Spades. If you need that extra adrenaline boost, those are the go-tos. How are you guys?
We're good. I would do a little YYZ to get me pumped, though. I'll be honest with you.
Not a bad one. Did you see Ohio State's band do that, by the way?
So they did it at the Rose Bowl, and then they did it during the regular season, too. What a great tribute to Rush. That was
tremendous.
Awesome.
Hey, and as long as we're talking about music for 1 second, if you guys don't mind.
Never.
So I was a little late in getting to the Beatles documentary, and I got to tell you guys, I am just completely blown away by what I've seen. Now, I'm a little older than both of you, I think. And
thanks, Tom. That's probably not true. Thank you.
I think we're in the same window, Mr. Phelps.
Anyways, did the year of your birth start with a 5 or a 6, Tom?
It starts with a 6, so barely.
Right, me too. So you're closer to me, Tom. Okay.
Well, what I've tried to explain to my son, who's going to be 24, people don't realize that are not of that generation what the Beatles meant to the world, and that's not even understating it.
No, it's not.
And then to see all this footage from 50 years ago is just – anyway – I've just been completely blown away by it, and I was a little late only because of, you know, work duties and all those kinds of things over the last few weeks to be able to catch up to it.
All right, so let me just bring up one point on Get Back, because I watched the first one and halfway through the second. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just totally blown away by Paul McCartney.
Oh, my God.
And his ability to sit there and come up with – like, the guy, he sneezes hits, and you're just like – this is amazing, and I'll be honest. I was, especially through the first two. I like the George Harrison stuff. Kind of made me go like, what? And the John Lennon stuff really like bummed me out. I'll be honest. I expected more.
Yeah, I know
more.
It's hard. You watch it and you smile, and then you get sad, and then you recognize, like you said, greatness and genius, and the melodies that were running through McCartney's head at all times, and you know the power struggle and Yoko sitting there. Anyway, it's fascinating, and I would just encourage anybody that, especially, you know, those that are 50 and above, that really can appreciate what the Beatles were and what they meant to everyone. It's a fascinating watch. Anyway, what do we got going here?
All right, Jeff, you start with NBA, because I'll do Beatles for the entire 15 minutes that we're talking to, so you don't go.
Reports out there, Kobe Altman, extension. JB already received an extension. Tom? Continuity in a franchise that always got rocked for not having the continuity that people wanted it to have. I love it.
They found their quarterback, right? Well deserved and earned by Kobe. Can we second guess some of the moves of a couple of years ago? But and I'm sure you've talked about this today, Jeff. You know, when you're in the draft lottery, you still got to get it right. And I would have to say, you know, he's 4 for 4 over the last 4 years. Is Isaac Okoro still a little bit of a developmental player? Yes, but that's kind of what they saw in him at the time as well. And, Could you and I have selected Evan Mobley? Yeah, maybe so. But, you know, that said, they're doing a nice job in developing him. I've really been intrigued, Jeff, and you watch them probably closer than anybody. You know, in watching Mobley, even over these first 30-plus games, you know, you're already starting to see the development in his game, never mind his body. I mean, you're finally seeing some definition in his arms and what have you, and he's got to get a little thicker in his legs as well. But I've been really noticing, Jeff, of late, where he's starting to take his shots from. And while you still see that, you know, that 12-foot fade in the lane, it's getting a little bit closer to the basket. And there's times, too, where he's getting the ball with his back to the basket, and you can tell that he's got a plan. And he's able to find guys on the floor. Just a terrific, I don't want to call him a generational player. That's a little bit too strong, but he is changing the trajectory of shots and the path of this franchise all at the same time. And so, you know, kudos to Altman. I think he's done a terrific job. I think, you know, Jeff, when you went into the last off season and we talked about the need last year for this team to have a quality veteran backup for Darius Garland and Colin Sexton. And obviously, you know, with Dellavedova being injured, that hurt. But if you had told me that in one season he would be able to land both Ricky Rubio and Rajon Rondo, unfortunately the second for an injury, I mean, that's terrific, you know, reshaping of a roster and addressing needs. So, that should be done today at some point. I did get it confirmed at, last night after Woj had sent it out. So, you know, kudos to Kobe.
What's it say about ownership? And we know Dan's been struggling for a year here, or more. God, it feels like it's more than a year. But what does that say about ownership and their commitment to do this? I know Jeff kind of touched on it a little bit, but you know, it does show that they want this to work, and they finally, I think, for the first time, feel comfortable in something outside of LeBron.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, isn't that what we waited for, Andy? I mean, you know,
yes.
We're 4 years removed now, and I think it's time for that to happen. And you would have hoped it would have happened by now, but it doesn't always work that way. But it has, and I think you're right. I mean, there's this ceaseless drive by them to get to championship level. Now, that's not to say that there's not some trouble ahead. I don't know if trouble's the right word, but there's going to be some ups and downs as we go here. While they're in a nice spot right now, they're sitting at six or whatever it is now in the East. They're still only about three games out of the 11th spot. So, and there's some teams that are finally starting to figure things out this season. It's been a weird year in the NBA, Jeff. I think you would agree. I mean, with COVID and the lack of development over the last 2 years for a lot of the young players, it's been really hard to gauge who is who and what is what. I mean, nobody saw the Chicago Bulls being 27-11 or whatever they are right now. So there's going to be some bumps ahead. I think what's going to be interesting, guys, going forward, and tonight's a great test in Utah. You know, the Cavs have everybody's attention now. And so now it's about sustaining this. You know, I think they're only 4-6 over their last 10, and there's been a lot of reasons for that. And obviously, you know, trying to integrate Rondo in and get him to learn the plays and the guys that are around him. But I think it's important here over the next month or so to see them play above 500 ball, stay in the postseason hunt, and see where things go.
And Tom, to me, the one thing that's really cool for the franchise, and you know, thank God LeBron came back. You know, I mean, that was awesome. I'm glad he did. I'm sorry he left again. But for a lot of Cav fans, they don't know what it's like to have a good basketball team here that doesn't have LeBron James on it.
That's a fair point, especially over the last 2 decades, right?
Yeah, and everybody, a lot of people assumed you couldn't have one.
Right.
And so it's really cool that they're competitive and that there's a real clear framework here for moving forward. And I think that's fabulous, and I love the way that the fans have reacted to it, because the arena's been exciting like crazy, man. It's been going nuts.
Jeff, I do too. And I think it harkens back to those days in the 70s, right? Where in the early years of this franchise, there were some tough years. And then obviously the miracle of Richfield. And I don't want to equate this to that or draw a parallel, except from the standpoint of to what you just said, is that there's a new younger generation that is starting to embrace this team. And with these, with this young core of players, it's one that this fan base can grow with. Now, that's not to say that, Jeff, as you know, with success, there comes problems. And we've dealt with this with the Browns and the Indians as well. At some point, you know, you only have so much money, and you've got to be able to spread that around amongst guys. But, you know, back to your point about Kobe, I think they've done a nice job of mixing, you know, the veterans with a young core group, and I certainly expect them to make another move or two as we get closer to the deadline.
Tom, I want to I just want to ask you a general question just about us as reporters and the media in general. So, you know, there was the story last week with Baker, and Mary Kay just happened to be the reporter that was on the story, and then Baker came back and said some stuff about her. But I think sometimes I wonder, especially when Jeff and I, and I think we have a responsibility to talk about it too, to make sure that we're getting a good feel for what I think most of Northeast Ohio wants to know. Like, that, the responsibility of when we're writing a story, especially, and I love Associated Press stuff because I love the way you guys handle things and try to make us smarter in every article. But it just the I wonder sometimes how much drama comes from these stories because they're media-generated drama rather than maybe what the reality is inside Berea or inside Independence. What do you think?
Well, that's a kind of a loaded question, but
it's a deep question, but I'm curious.
I know where you're going with it. Our responsibility is to seek the truth and report the truth as is presented to us by, you know, the various parties, the subjects that we're dealing with. You know, we're in a day and age, guys, I don't have to tell you, where, you know, it is about instant gratification in terms of, you know, sometimes in news coverage, you know, it's just, The biggest thing for me is that, you know, as long as you're fair and as long as you present things as truths as you know them and you've done your diligence as a reporter to talk to people, you know, that there's a whole other discussion we could have about sourcing and anonymous sourcing and both the power in that and the potential for problems in that when people are afraid to put their names on stories or opinion-based, you know, manufacturing of facts or whatever the case may be to fit agendas, et cetera. So, I'll be honest. I felt bad for Mary Kay last week because she was singled out by Baker. I know her well enough to be a diligent reporter who's going to do everything she can to find out the truth. You know, I think unfortunately, we in the media have come under attack across the board, whether it's, you know, covering sports or politics or what have you over the last few years. But I do hope that people appreciate that there are some of us that are trying to do it the right way and that try to stand by, you know, high ethics and standards on a daily basis, because we are the conduit to the fans, and whether people believe that or not, that's the way a lot of us look at our jobs, that we are trying to find out for you.
Tom, I want to take something that Andrew Berry said yesterday and get your thought on it. When he said, you know, we fully expect Baker to be the quarterback next year. Yeah, so do I. So do you. You know, so does everybody.
Yeah.
Unless something drastic happens, and I don't expect it to. So with that thought in mind, and if something drastic were to happen, I would say great, because they need better quarterback play.
Sure.
But what would you do here at quarterback with the second situation? Would you direct? Because that fifth year is hanging over everybody's head, mm-hmm. and then there's a real decision to make. Because if you're going to franchise the guy, it's going to cost you a ton.
Yeah.
So, would you draft a guy and try to develop him? Would you go sign one of the free agents out there who has been a starter and is looking for that next shot? You know, and we know the names of those guys. Or would you just stay with Case Keenum and roll him the next year and see how it goes? And to me, what clouds the whole thing, Tom, is the window of this franchise to compete right,
exactly.
Now.
Right, right. Yeah, it's complex, isn't it, Jeff?
It
you
is.
When you start peeling back the layers, right, there's a lot of things to take into account. You know, never mind the fact that, like you said, the window includes guys like Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett and, you know, right on down to Denzel Ward, all those guys. You know, it's about finding that quarterback and fitting that in with all these other pieces. So, you know, it's interesting, Jeff. I really am interested to know, you know, the depths of if there are any problems between Stefanski and Mayfield. I don't know the depths of them. You know, listen, this was a tough year. You know, the injury changed everything. I'm still puzzled by the fact that they didn't sit him and they didn't, you know, at least have him sit out for a couple of weeks. And go with Case Keenum just to buy him a little bit of time. Now I can see from the Baker standpoint, you know, he's got that, like you said, he's got that gigantic contract extension looming in the distance. He doesn't want to give it up. He wants to show his teammates he's top, all those kinds of things. So there are so many variables at play here. I will say this, based on what Andrew said yesterday, I think they do, you know, they are in a situation where they do know Baker. They do know his positives. They do know his negatives. They feel like they can work with him. I don't think that precludes them then from going out in this offseason and looking for an upgrade. I mean, that's what you do at every position. That's what you do in every sport. I think that's going to happen, whether or not they can pull off a deal, whether or not they feel that there's a free agent quarterback out there that's an upgrade. I don't know. That's up to them. But I do think they will do everything they can to improve that position. And if that becomes hoping that Baker Mayfield is healthy and can, you know, find a common balance with Coach Stefanski and fit into this offensive system, then that might be the best scenario at this point.
Tom, as always, thank you. We appreciate your time. And by the way, it's not news until Tom Withers says so. So thank you, Tom.
Always a pleasure, guys. Take care. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Thomas.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press, nice enough to join us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.